A wave of layoffs last year, which left thousands of Canadian workers jobless, is continuing this year as recession predictions loom and the tech sector downturn deepens. These are some of the companies which have said goodbye to Canadian workers so far in 2023. Absolute Software Corp. The Vancouver-based security software company said it would cut about 40 jobs as part of an April restructuring plan to reduce its operating expenses. BCE Inc., the telecommunications giant, said in mid-June that it would slash 1,300 positions, including 6% of its media arm. It blamed the job cuts on a challenging public policy and regulatory environment, raising specific concerns about Bill C-11, the Online Streaming Act, and Bill C-18, the Online News Act. Benevity, the Calgary-based company which creates charity-centric software, revealed plans to slash its team by 14%, leaving 137 workers without a job in January. Best Buy, the consumer electronics retailer, said it would be reducing its workforce by 0.7%, estimated to be about 700 employees, in January. Canopy Growth Corp., the Smiths Falls, Ont. Cannabis company, announced plans to shed 800 staff, 35% of its workforce, in February in an effort to help the business reach profitability. The cuts continued in September, when BioSteel Sports Nutrition Inc., the sports drink maker Canopy has a majority stake in, filed for creditor protection and announced 68 staff would be laid off. Cineplex Inc., the theater chain, says it laid off about 30 workers in February because the state of box office recovery isn't where we or the industry expected it to be. Clearco, Michelle Romano's e-commerce investing business, said goodbye to 25% of its workforce in January as the Dragon's Den star departed her chief executive role. The company previously laid off 125 employees from its 500-person workforce in July and then 60 in August. Clutch, the online car retailer, reduced its team from 231 to 81 people in January, with its chief executive Dan Park citing a challenging microeconomic environment. Lightspeed Commerce Inc., the Montreal e-commerce software business, laid off 300 workers, about 10% of its headcount, in January, with most of the coming from management. The company said the move is meant to help it unify several businesses it recently acquired and already has plans to hire between 150 and 200 more staff. Google. Canadian Google employees affected by a 12,000-person cut. The tech Goliath, announced in mid-January, started being informed of their termination in early February. Hootsuite Inc., the Vancouver social media technology company, cut 7% of its staff, about 70 people, in its third job cut in the last year. Hudson's Bay, the department store chain, said it was letting go of 2% of its workforce, estimated to be about 250 employees, in January. The corporate roles were concentrated at the Bay and Hudson's Bay, the retailer's online and brick-and-mortar operations, and meant to help it navigate significant external pressures. Meta Platforms Inc., the company behind Facebook and Instagram, announced in mid-March that it would lay off 10,000 people and cease hiring for 5,000 roles as the firm embarks on a year of efficiency. The company had laid off 13% or 11,000 workers in November 2022. NordStar Capital LP, the publisher behind the Toronto Star and a slew of other media outlets, announced in September that 605 staff, 60% of its workforce, would depart its local newspaper chain, Metroland Media Group, which was seeking protection under the Bankruptcy and Insolvency Act. Nordstrom, the Seattle department store chain, said in early March that it would close all of its Canadian stores, leaving 2,500 staff unemployed. Postmedia Network Corp., sources told the Canadian Press in January that the newspaper publisher behind publications like the National Post, Vancouver Sun and Calgary Herald would lay off 11% of its editorial staff. Days later, Union said the company had cut more than 75 jobs by outsourcing the printing and inserting of the Windsor Star. Ritual, the Toronto-based food pickup service, laid off about 40% of its company, amounting to 38 workers in June, as it made changes to its fee system. Rogers Communications Inc., The Toronto-based telecommunications firm confirmed in July that a small percentage of staff left involuntarily since Rogers combined with Shaw. Rona Inc. The Boucherville, K. based home improvement retailer said June that it was eliminating 500 jobs across Canada in a bid to simplify its organizational structure and adapt to a slowing economy. Scotiabank. The bank said in October that it would cut about 3% of its global workforce as a result of changes in customers' day-to-day banking preferences, as well as ongoing efforts to streamline operations. Shopify Inc. The Ottawa e-commerce software company laid off 20% of staff in early May in a move meant to help it more intensely focus on its main operations. Shopify refused to say how many staff would be departing the company, but before it laid off about 1,000 workers last summer, it had roughly 10,000 employees. Suncor Energy Inc. The Calgary-based company said at the start of June that it would cut 1,500 jobs by the end of the year as it aims to reduce costs and improve the firm's lagging financial performance. TELUS Corp. The Vancouver telecommunications firm announced plans to slash 6,000 jobs in August, attributing the move to the evolving regulatory, competitive and macroeconomic environment. Thinkific Labs Inc. The Vancouver education technology company culled 76 jobs from its workforce in January, with Chief Executive Greg Smith saying it was a necessary move to reach profitability. Vertical Scope. The Toronto-based technology company owned by the company that bought Torstar Corp. said in February that it was laying off around 60 employees, or 22% of the company's workforce, to help it navigate the current economic environment. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 18, 2023. The Canadian Press.